Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The following program contains sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Lantern Rescue, a ministry program dedicated to bringing light into the darkness of human trafficking. It's time to light the way to freedom. This is Lantern Rescue. We tell the stories, we talk about rescues, and we empower you to do something about it. William Wilberforce once said, "Let it not be said I was silent when they needed me." This is Lantern Rescue.
Well, we have a very timely show for you today in so many different ways, and one that I really think we can get as listeners more involved in maybe ever before. So, Whitney, we're so glad to have you on here, especially this close to Easter.
Yes. Hey, Robbie. I know. What an interesting time of reflection, truly. We're walking into a season of just recognizing God's faithfulness, and I'm so excited to share today some of the ways that He has been faithful through our listeners on those prayers and petitions of the saint that we have calling in and listening and just ever a part of the work we're doing here at Lantern.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear it. So yeah, where people can get an idea, they've been praying and we've had answers. And so we want to get those answers out there, right, Whitney?
Absolutely. And you know, I really just want to start and begin with this. If you're listening and you have been praying with us and for us, but even maybe find yourself in a place where you're asking in your personal life, God, are you there? Are you listening? You do you even hear me when I'm praying? I want today to be a moment where you receive that answer that yes, He is listening, and your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. And we've seen it firsthand. You know, the work that we do is definitely proof of those prayers that have been poured out on our behalf. And truly, it's not of our goodness that we're able to accomplish these things, but instead, it's through your prayers and intercession and a good God that listens and answers that we're able to be successful in what we do on a daily basis. So I really just want to start there and let your listeners know. And really, I don't want to say listeners, you guys are prayer warriors. You know, you are our community of prayer. I want you to know that He is hearing it and we get to see the fruits of that. So it is not falling on deaf ears and lives are changing because of it.
Wow. I can hardly wait. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, as we were recently putting together our annual report, we as a team and as a group just took some time of reflection to look back at some of the prayers that we've asked for over the years. In big ways and small ways. And we wanted to reflect on how God has been faithful to answer those and what that looks like. Because, you know, so often we pray different things and we expect a certain outcome or a certain look. And, you know, God shows us in a different way how He's answering those prayers. And, you know, I'm actually going to walk through all three areas that we operate in because I know we've had people praying alongside of us in each one of those areas. First off, on a simple and, I won't say simple, it's really not simple, but on just kind of a base level for our counter human trafficking team and group, you know, we've asked multiple times over the years for prayers when it comes to finding those that are lost in the darkness, right? Getting us to those places, those places where no one else is traveling, the places where these vulnerable victims feel hopeless and unseen and, you know, just not even known. And I want to say that the faithfulness in those prayers and the answer to that prayer is looking back at the numbers. In 2021, we had rescued 395 victims. And as of today, we are well over 1,000 victims rescued. So God showed up in that dark place.
Wow. Are you saying
he found those hopeless individuals?
Yeah. Are you saying in 2023, you're already over 1,000?
Yes. You know, we hit that 1,000 mark in December last year. We hit that 1,000 mark. And that was a moment of us just to sit back again. And we do a lot of reflecting here, if you can't tell. And we have to. You know, I've said it before. We feel like despite the evil that we face on a daily basis, we still find ourselves just in awe of God's goodness and feeling like we're sitting at the throne room, right? Like we get to see God moving in places where Satan thinks he's winning. And we're taking that ground. And it's because we recognize that this is a spiritual warfare. It's not just a physical one. You know, there's a physical rescue that happens, but the most beautiful rescue of all is the redeeming love of Christ. And so when we get to witness that peace, that is when, you know, we sit in awe of how big God is. And so yes, we are past that 1,000 mark, a couple hundred past that 1,000 mark, and still moving. You know, so that's the people number, right?
Well, yeah. But as you kind of do the math on that, so if you're over 200, so in just 3 months of this year, you know, you pushed the number, you know, significantly. Wow.
Right. Well, and in December of last year, through these 3 months, we've been working overtime. And, you know, part of that is, again, just the prayers that are being poured out. I can't emphasize that enough. And I think sometimes it gets underrated and devalued even by ourselves, right? We don't necessarily recognize the power and authority we have when we pray. And that authority is going forth and bringing people out of dark places. But, you know, so the people number has been tremendous. So here's the other thing that has been amazing to watch. You know, we have almost doubled our footprint at this point. Actually, I would say we've more than doubled our footprint at this point. We are in over 18 countries, and we're on every continent but Antarctica. I mean, that's huge to consider that God has taken little old us, and with the power of prayer that's been poured out, has managed to give us an opportunity to walk into some of the really dark places of the world where evil is abundant, you know, and we see that here too. But to have that opportunity and for him to move in that way, it has just been amazing.
Wow, I guess so.
It makes me think of, I reflect a lot on the names of God. You know, I have it actually in my wall in my office, all the different names of God. And I was looking it over it this morning, and, you know, Elroy, right, the God of seeing. You know, God does see into those places. He sees into those dark, hidden corners of the world. He sees his children when we cry out, and he hears the cries of those that are crying out on behalf of other people. And I think that is a beautiful reminder that there's no place unreachable for God.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, I love that. So
we are very thankful for that piece.
Yeah, really. Because that was one of the first, obviously, most of our episodes originally were in that area, but then part of the answer to prayer is just the way you guys have expanded into other areas, or right, at least made known what those other areas are.
Well, absolutely. And I think that comes from those prayers to push back the darkness, right? You know, we can look around and it's very easy to be discouraged by the world around us. But if we will slow ourselves to recognize God's still working, he doesn't just sit up there and you know, watch his things play out. He is an active and intimate God, and he is in the details, and he is in every piece of what we're doing and every aspect of our lives and the lives that we're able to reach. So he's definitely on the move, and we get to see that in the expansion of our work, but we also get to see that just in the change of lives that are being impacted daily. So along with that, I'll walk into our conflict and crisis piece. You know, last year we entered into Ukraine, and, you know, originally our efforts in Ukraine began with the human trafficking aspect. We knew as we were entering, yeah, as the war was beginning, that there would be an influx of people moving across the border, and there would be a need for information and safe people to give that information regarding what to watch for when it comes to trapping. We knew there would be a vulnerability, right? And so we stepped into, for one of the first times, a anti-human trafficking. Typically, we're on the counter-human trafficking side. So we stepped into the anti-trafficking piece by giving out information and really kind of setting up some programs. And so we had asked our prayer warriors to join us in praying that 2022, you know, for our team to be a beacon of hope to those people that were vulnerable and in need and desperation. And today we are at over 55,000 people served through our warehouse and our efforts on the ground in Ukraine. And that, again, is an answer to those that have joined us in prayer and petition over Ukraine. And now, I got to say, this is such a neat piece. We are, we're even working on a chaplain program on the front lines in Ukraine. So we're seeing hearts changed. We're seeing lives changed forever. Again, not just the physical rescue, but the redeeming love of Christ pouring out. And that has been a beautiful thing to see. And it's again, because of our community of people pouring out their prayers over those situations. And when we ask, we know that you guys are faithful to answer in that way.
Yeah, and when I think about the Ukraine, the faithfulness of all the people praying for the safety of our team, you know, that's there, which is, you know, Mark, you know, been there significantly. And, you know, that it's wonderful that so far I'm not aware of anybody directly in the team being killed in action there.
Right. No, you know, God has really placed a hedge of protection over our group there. And, you know, we've prayed that hedge of protection, asked many people to join us in that prayer. And, you know, even within our little office here, that is something we're faithful to ask, right? We're faithful to ask God because He is a good God. He knows the desires of our hearts. And so it's okay to ask for big things. So we have asked for that prayer, that covering of protection, and that hedge of protection over our people. And we've asked others to join us in that. He has been faithful in some very extreme and interesting circumstances, you know? So to see that faithfulness pour out in that area. And again, you know, he's a big God. So while we're asking for protection in life, he's giving new life at the same time. And he's bringing his message and his heart to the front lines of the people there that are in very difficult situations and circumstances, right? But no place is unreachable to God. And he desires for all people to know him. You know, we know that his word will go out to the ends of the earth. And we just have an opportunity to be the hands and feet of pushing that forward, our team in Ukraine has. And so we're very thankful that they are not just willing to fight for the people there, but they're fighting for the eternal life of others as well.
Right. For such a time as this, it you know, just is more than amazing to me. And so, unfortunately, we got to go to a break. But boy, you're going to be so glad you tuned in today, because Whitney's going to share how you can join the team and some really unique prayer opportunities for this coming Holy Week. So we'll be right back with a lot more Lantern Rescue today with these prayer updates and prayer opportunities.
Lantern Rescue is a USA-based organization that conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. Lantern specializes in sending former U.S. Special Operation law enforcement and intelligence personnel to partner with host nations and assist them in creating specialized units to combat ongoing security problems, such as genocide, terrorism, and human trafficking. As a nonprofit charity, they offer services free of charge to their host nations. Human trafficking has grown into the second largest criminal activity in the world, reaching an estimated $150 billion in annual activity. Lantern Rescue has developed rapidly to combat trafficking. Lantern operates through a trained international network in order to rescue women and children from sex and labor slavery, and facilitates holistic aftercare services. They're gearing up for operations right now, and you can go to lanternrescue.org to see how you can support them financially.
welcome back to Lantern Rescue. And today's what a wonderful show to see the answers to prayers and opportunities for prayers. You can find out a lot about here in this segment. And so, Whitney, we still have the one team left, right?
Yeah, we do. And even before we get into our recovery and extraction piece, I do want to say as well, this isn't a reflection of last year. This is actually a reflection of this year. We called a lot of people to action when it comes to prayer over the Turkey crisis. And that, you know, after the earthquake that Turkey and Syria recently experienced, we knew that we had to get people there as well. It's that vulnerable population, again, that there is a need. And anytime people are in the midst of an immediate crisis, there are other people willing to take advantage of them. So that's where Lantern comes into the mix. So our recovery, our conflict and crisis piece, there has been great movement and the ability to get items to people in need in Turkey. And that's, again, because of our people that have joined us in prayer and in their giving to ensure that things like water, simple needs like water, blankets, shelter, all of those things are being provided through our group in Turkey currently on the ground. So I want to make sure I mention that because that was such a quick call to action and people stepped in so quickly with their willingness to pray ongoing without ceasing over the situation and to give to it to ensure that those needs are being met. So I don't want to leave that one without mentioning that as well. And there's obviously ongoing need there. So that'll also turn into another prayer request from you guys at the end here. But into recovery and extraction. You know, recovery and extraction, again, is something that we've really just kind of brought to the forefront and really introduced to a lot of our listeners. However, if you've been following Lantern for a while, you're aware of the work we're doing in efforts to help those that are persecuted for their faith. And so as we've asked different groups and churches to come alongside of us and pray, and again, even our listeners as well, to pray over those that are facing extreme persecution. You know, you guys have heard some of those stories recently of the family that hid out in the cave for a while and just the things that they're dealing with fate being certain death for most of them if they're not brought out of the situation that they're in. And I want to recap on the praise side of that. So over 100 refugees facing death were relocated and given support last year alone. I mean, so when we talk about refugees, these are families, and most of them are being moved maybe out of the location that they're in. But we also see people come to us with just basic needs to be able to stay where they're at and continue to minister the call Christ has on their life in the place that they are, whether there's persecution on the horizon or not. Right. And so I think that is a really neat opportunity to pray as well, to encourage those believers that are standing firm in the place that they are, to continue to spread the word of God to a place where it is rejected on a level that requires people to die for it, you know? So
That was one of the ones that when Mark brought that out, I'll never forget the way he put it was that sometimes when people call, you know, he encourages them not to be extracted because God needs them in that place in this time in spite of, you know, and so he is always praying as well as the whole team is praying, you know, when do we extract, you know, when do we leave people in position? And God's, you know, provided tremendous guidance in all that from my standpoint. You know, it's like when I see that happening, I'm like, man, how cool is that? That in some cases, they are extracted because they can do the most good that way, and other ways that God's really in that, and you can really sense the prayer connection of the whole situation, right, Whitney?
Absolutely, and you know, God is so good to reveal those answers when we are reverent in prayer, and it may look different to each person, but to know that, can you imagine the immense faith in that moment to say, okay, God, I'll stay. You know, this is where you've called me to be. This is where I will be. And knowing the circumstances and knowing what awaits you, I'd like to say we'd all have that level of obedience if ever called to it. But it's a scary call to answer. And so, you know, praying that the Lord speaks loudly in those moments for the people that are in those situations. And He has. He's been faithful to give them that nudge on their heart to say, hey, I need you to stay, or hey, it's time to go, you know?
Right. And then there's the whole
hard prayer for them.
Yeah. And there's the whole, you know, I know of lots and lots and lots of folks that were taken out of difficult places, relocated, but then those people have to be supported, find jobs. you know, it's all, and you just, it does seem way bigger than, you know, we could, you could possibly imagine handling, but by prayer, these things are being handled as just miraculous.
It is. And so here's another way that so many of those prayers are answered. I can't tell you how many times it felt like the right place, right time kind of thing, right? God has just called, been so faithful to call and rise up people in just the most bodunk little areas, you know, around the world, right? He's calling people to action, and he's collecting his saints, right, to pray and to help and to be the hands and feet. So when we're on the ground with these people, we're seeing, you know, other people come into the mix, and you just know that that God has prompted their heart because they've come out of nowhere, you know, and been that help, that helping hand to different situations that we've been in. Like you were saying, you know, like it's building a new life for some of these people. So having the right people in those situations and in those places to help kind of move that forward is so important, but we don't always get total control of that, right? God has been so faithful to bring the right people into the mix. And I would say that for our entire Lantern team, there is no doubt in any of our minds or hearts that God has called each of us into the mix in a different way, but with the same heart, and us to serve him, whatever that looks like and wherever that leads us.
No, it's beautiful, and he's gathering his people, right? And he's gathering you listening that are wanting to pray and wanting to get involved. And so, Whitney, you got some really great new stuff that people can connect, right?
I do, yes. So the first thing I want to mention, because this is something we're really excited about, you know, we've wanted the ability to interact one-on-one and engage with especially our prayer warrior community. Because, you know, sharing those prayers back and forth, and let me also say really quickly, if our prayer community ever has prayer needs, please reach out to us, because, you know, we have a prayer board here in the office, and as we speak with different people and get to know some of our listeners and our community around us, those prayers go up on that board, and we are praying over people here as well, and we want to invite people into that. So here's how I want to invite you into praying and being prayed for. If you will, we've actually just established a new program. I'm so excited about it because we've been looking for it for a while, but it is really a text opportunity. So if you would text TRUTH to 336-234-3302, you will receive an automated response, but everything after that automated response is one of us connecting directly with you. In order to tell you what those prayer needs are. And so really what we're trying to do there is we're trying to build a prayer warrior community, because very often we have just urgent needs for prayer come about. And, you know, we all are quick to jump on those prayers, but I really believe in the power of just multiple people pouring out those cries and petitions to the Lord at one time. He's just so faithful just to hear us on that, right? And I do think our prayers have the power to move forces in heavenly realms.
Oh, yeah.
And so the more people we can have join us in that, the more valuable it is and encouraging to us as well. And we know that the power is pushed out then, you know, to just the angels to set guard, right, and set charge in many ways. So being able to send out a text message that says, "Hi, please join us in praying over an operation that is occurring right now," you know, and that might look like, "Hey, we're getting ready to go in and do some raids," or, "Hey, we are sending some people to the front lines," or, "Hey, we are, you know, trying to move a family in extraction," right? It's that immediate right now need. And so if you're joining us in that texting app, it really allows us to go straight to you and ask for those prayers and never feel a need to respond to those. But if you do decide to respond, we receive those responses. And we're able then to respond back to you as well. So it gives an opportunity for people to tell us, either pray with us and we can share those prayers in our group, or we're happy to pray with you as well.
So can you give that number?
We're really excited.
Yeah, could you give that number again slowly? And then we're going to put it at the show notes so that it'll be available for those of you who get it on the podcast, right? Which we want to, you know, if you're hearing it on the broadcast, you can go to the podcast, or you can go to landandrescue.org, and there you'll get the phone number. But if you could give that number again slowly.
I sure will. 336-234-3302. And if you'll text TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to that number, that will put you in our prayer warrior group, and we will be able to send out those urgent needs within that community.
Yeah, what an honor to join that. I mean, that is beyond cool. So,
yes. Well, and we also have, you know, we talked about at the very beginning, Holy Week is upon us, right? So next week, we are really focusing as a group, as Lantern in general, and you'll see it throughout our social media as well, as we are focused on truly prayer and reflection of who God is and the depth of his love for his creation. It is such a call on our heart right now, and especially during that week. So each day next week, if you are part of that that text community, we are going to be sending out just a prayer that we're going to ask you to pray with us. And this won't be an every week thing, but each day next week, we'll be sending those out, specifically guided prayers to pray alongside of us. And we're really excited about that. And they're focused on each day of Holy Week specifically, to what that day is. You know, Palm Sunday, we've got a specific prayer. Monday, where Jesus goes in and flips the tables, we've got a prayer that we have meditated on and focused on to ensure that it's lining up with what the Lord is calling our group to pray for. So we would love to invite you into that mix, whether it be on social media or through that Truth app. That is something that you'll see on both sides. So if you're not following us on social media, please feel free to follow us on Instagram at Lantern Rescue. You'll see those posts go up each day next week. And again, just what a beautiful time to reflect on the true redemption story, you know, the true rescue.
You're right. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well, I hate we're almost out of time, but if you wouldn't mind, no. I know that people are going, I didn't get it down. Give me that number one more time.
Yes, one more time. Sure. It's 336-234-3302, and text the word TRUTH to that number. The first response will be an automated response, but everything from then on will be one of us responding to you. And be sure to, I think it prompts you to add us to your contact. That just allows us to be able to send those messages back to you.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way that God is bringing his team together and giving us more resources, which in itself is an answer to prayer. So we just... Amen. I want you to know that you listening right now are an answer to prayer as well, right? That God has brought you and you now know more than you knew before. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would help us all to share this where we need to. And we thank you so much, Whitney, for just great information today. God bless.
Thanks so much, Robbie. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.